Yeah, although I mean,
like, I'm not gonna argue that one.
Bumper. Ah, yo.
Music is boring.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Next Stop Africa. I am your gracious host, Amy Kikoma. I am Congolese. And today I bring you some very special and beautiful guests. Brian Fowl is here with us once again.
Mr. Hey, what's
USA,
up?
Benita from Rwanda. Christina representing Nigeria. Akbar from the islands. Trinidad Tobago. Perpetua from Tanzania. Chisholm representing Nigeria. Che from Mauritania. And Kaz from Scotland.
Yeah.
But thank you all for pulling up today, though. Today I wanted to talk about music. I think music is very, very important, no matter what culture you're from, whatever background you're from. So I wanted to talk about the importance of music to Africa and the influence it's had outside of Africa. But actually, before we get into that, I wanted to kind of first talk about what happened with the stuff down in Washington at the Capitol. I first wanted to wish anybody that's out in the DC area, so that's Christina and Chiz, I hope y'all stay safe out there. If you feel me, keep minding your business. But I think the world finally got to see the double standards that we've been talking about. They got to see the second side of America that we've like been trying to get them to see. So, you know, it was good that they got to see that. And it was sad that, you know, they got to do whatever they wanted to do and still go home at the end of the day. But that being said, though, I wanted to jump right in. Right. Actually, before we jump in, my friend wanted me to do like a segment where it's like things that Amy didn't know, right? We were actually talking about Game of Thrones the other day, and she was talking about like different like conspiracy theory that she had read about. And she said, I read it on Reddit. And that hit me. You feel me? I think I was like, what if they named Reddit because you read it on Reddit? And obviously, I think I was the only person that didn't know that's the real reason why they named Reddit. So,
nah, I'm just finding that out right now. So,
but now with that being said, though, we could hop right in. First question, though, that I have for everybody in terms of African music, who's your favorite artist? Or if you don't know any artists from Africa, I don't know.
That's my.
So I'll just call on people so we could keep this organized because yeah, y'all know the policy. So Benita, who's your favorite artist?
I wouldn't say I have like a specific favorite artist, but for now, at the moment, I'll go with Simi.
Oh, sweet.
From Nigeria.
Voice.
Yeah, from Nigeria.
Yeah, she can sing. She has a really. I think that's the most like when it comes to vocals. I think she's like the best out of Nigeria.
Kenny's up there with her.
Kenny?
Mm.
I don't know.
Not like, but they sound different.
Why you don't know, bro?
Kenny can sing. Don't play with my sis like that.
Yo, Chiz, chill. You know why I don't know.
Oh. My bad.
So, Perpetua, what about you?
I don't listen to that much African music, but I like Burna Boy.
Burna Boy.
Wow, he's Nigerian, so.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody said it because I was waiting.
Mm. Okay.
Che, what about you, bro?
I say Burna Boy.
Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Two Burna Boys. One Simi. One Ara Marley. One Wizkid. Kaz, what about you?
Probably Jules or like Nonso Amati. He's pretty good. But yeah, definitely Jules. Jules is good.
Do you see? Do you see what I mean?
That's a hard question, though. That's a really hard question.
But that's a crazy pick. Like, that's a really good pick. Because, like, production wise, Jules is crazy.
Uh huh. Even on both sides, like, when he sings or whatever, and, like, in the background, he's just.
Jules is my favorite producer.
Abby, calm down. You said Wizkid.
he does this really cool thing, right? That I've been trying to like master for a minute.
Brian Fowl, what about you?
Well, I mean, I'm a novice, and I normally listen to like hip hop and rap, but like in total, I can probably tell you like two Afrobeat albums that I've listened to.
So pick out one of them.
So honestly, I like in Maiden Lagos, I like the song with her, Smile, Ginger with Burna Boy, No Stress, Long Time. So I'm gonna go with WizKid, even though I really also enjoyed African Giant. But I mean, there's a lot for me to learn, and I'm just like trying to get my feet wet and just learn some more about it.
Yeah. That's a good pick. Okay, I can respect that pick.
Yeah.
What about you, Akbar?
I will go with a female artist and a male artist.
Oh, why'd you got an accent now? What the hell?
Don't call me like that.
Yeah, I could have sworn he had a regular voice 2 seconds ago. Like,
no, it's because we're potting now.
Because you didn't know my country at first, so now I have to make it clear.
Bro, I know you from the islands, bro.
So, for female artists, I'll go with Thames. And for a male artist, I'll go with Oxygen, both of which made their break in 2020. So they're relatively new, but those are my two artists for now.
Who's the male?
Oxley.
Oxley. Okay.
Yeah. He's
good.
Yeah, he's calm.
Making me rethink.
You know what's crazy? I don't think, and this is exactly how he is in his career. Everybody overlooks this guy, but this is my favorite artist. Malik Berry.
Yeah, Mark Berry's.
Mm-hmm. All y'all just like overlooked him. Malik, yeah. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. Malik Berry better than Wiz. He better than Davido. He better than Burna Boy. And I can argue this until I die.
Wait a second.
I think he's more talented because he produces it.
That makes him better. Okay. If you're talented, it makes you
more talented, but I don't think he makes better music than all those guys.
More
you're
talented
because you don't listen to him. Consistency, like WizKid and Brenna's consistency for like the last 3, 4, 5 years.
That's because they got the clout.
Yeah.
Also, the fact of Burna Boy's versatility, all the music genres that he went into and also made hits in those genres, that also puts him on the
versatility. Look, he has this reggae sound. That's not it, though. He has one sound. It's the reggae sound. Look, Malik Berry, he could sing. He's not just no regular.
You know him personally? That's your question. You defended him.
Who's beating Burna Boy as a lyricist? His last album, the meaning behind his last albums,
that's a fact.
His last 3 albums.
Let's be real. Unless you know, you didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know. You feel me?
That doesn't mean you know he ain't talented or anything.
No, I didn't say he's not talented.
It's for you to decipher. You never decipher it, so that means you're lost.
No, I didn't say he's not talented. I just said he's not better.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
I'll do this. Olamide is better. Than all of them. Hits, consistency.
Olamide is fine.
Yeah, Olamide is
fine. I'm not going to argue that one.
Yo.
Music is correct.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. Anybody listen to On My Life?
Yeah.
Say it again.
That dude makes amazing music.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to say a whole playlist.
Yeah. Let's bring it back together and move out of Nigeria.
Nah, she's right though. Yeah, Niger, we have enough. Let's talk about somebody else. But no, I know you guys are all like invested in music and in some way, shape, or form. Some of y'all make music, and some of y'all use music as a way to fulfill something. So, what does music mean to you guys, as an African or as just as a person? What's the meaning of music to y'all? Oh, I'll do this for anybody that's not African. How does Afrobeat make you feel when you listen to it? So for my Africans, what does music mean to y'all? And for my non-Africans, how does Afrobeat music or just African music in general make you feel when you listen to it? So Che.
I mean, I can go into like a broad route in expressing that. For example, like recently I've been listening to a lot of music that includes African elements on it. Like, for example, this quarantine, I've been listening to a lot of Cuban music, and I've been hearing influences from African drums. To be honest, I can just say this and just leave it at that. Whatever, like, you listen to, there's a pretty good chance that you will hear some African bounce and drums into whatever you listen to. So it's just been pretty cool, you know, hear all that
So how does that make you feel?
Okay. I mean, generally music just, you know, makes me feel good. And African music is, it gives you kind of like, it's kind of like gives you heartbeat. You know what I mean? Mm. Like you can groove to it. You can feel it. So that's what I like. That's how it makes me feel.
How about you, Kaz?
It makes me feel, well, I mean, like growing up, my parents listen to like African music, a lot of reggae too. I know they're like comparable, even though they're different. Mm. And so like growing up, it, like someone said, sorry, I don't know who, it's and everything. I feel like when you hear it, you can't be in a bad mood. Like other music you can listen to, it can amplify your mood, like if you're sad or whatever. But like Afrobeat and Afro soul and all that is just like, you can't be in a bad mood. Like it's just straight goodness throughout. So it makes you feel good, obviously.
So it makes you want to get up and dance.
Yeah. Or you can like, you can chill to it too. You can dance, you can chill, like be on the background. You could do like, you could clean, like cleaning is great. but yeah, like anything, I don't know, you could just put it on and I just feel like nobody could like be in a bad mood or like not want to listen to it.
Real quick, by the way, how do you pronounce her name? I didn't look, I've been avoiding pronouncing her name because I didn't want to butcher her name. I remember I called Ami Ami and she got upset because I didn't say Aminata. So please, for everybody out here, how do you pronounce your name?
It's
I'll still
Cass. Call you Kaz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody calls me Kaz, but it's Kaz Mira, or like I would say it Kaz Mira. Like I would Kaz roll Mira. The R, but it's Kaz Mira if you're like
Kaz Mira.
You have like an American accent, however. But yeah, it's Kaz
Mira. No American accent. I want to say it right.
Yeah, Kaz Mira.
Kaz Mira.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too in the beginning, but I didn't want to say that. You feel me? You don't want to
explain. Yeah. People get it wrong all the time. I just like accept it. It's like whatever. Cool.
Chizom. Chizzy. How about you, bro?
Listening to Afrobeat or African music in general, it just make me feel at home. You know, I was born and raised here, but somehow whenever I listen to it, I just feel at home. I feel so in touch with my roots. There's so many different sounds, like I think Perpetual was saying. There's so many different ways that The East has their style, the West has their style, the South has their style, and it's all fun to listen to, and all of it makes me feel at home. It's not just like, oh, I'm listening to WizKid, and
bro, what is with this WizKid stuff? You can't name nobody else?
Nah, he here right now.
he don't want to name another artist.
He here right now. But it really, really does make me feel at home.
So, does it make you want to dance? Do you dance?
Sorry. I just learned how to what's it called? With the leg work shit.
Now I see, look, the fact that he didn't know, he doesn't dance. We can skip that. We don't need lies on this show.
But you know, it's just like for me, like if I'm unconsciously thinking, like if I'm doing something, I just want to play music and I'm not thinking about what to play, it's just after straight to that playlist and I won't even realize it. You know? Mm. Just like I'll do it to chill, I do it to work out, I do it to dance, you know. I'm gonna be my thing.
How about you, Benita?
Music. I mean, music is kind of a form of communication, and obviously, like, it connects you to your ancestors. That's what I would say. I'm musically challenged. I didn't get no gift of music, but I can just listen and enjoy. So that's the only thing I can talk about. Yeah.
Brian Fisher file. How about you, bro?
I know. He's like,
look,
huh?
Look, yo. Look. But you guys don't know about Mr. Fisher file. What you guys don't know about Brian file is this is a wild man. When he hears Afro music, this man loses his mind. He doesn't know where he is at anymore.
Wild.
Yeah, bro.
No, so we makes me want to go back to Caravana. All I want to do, you know.
I mean, don't sleep on Brian. His Afrobeat playlist is crazy.
It is.
We were going down to a concert, like Chiz, myself, and Seth. And
whoa, whoa, yeah, whoa! Easy. Let's not bring this
up. Yo, bad memories from the concert, but I understand. But no,
but now you're
we were bumping Afrobeat in the car.
Mm.
But I mean, that was just the playlist that I found on Spotify. Like, I take no credit in that. But I mean,
nobody has to know. You could have just said that.
Oh well. I fucked up. But no, like, for me, granted, like, I'm a novice in Afrobeat, but for me, it's just a whole new sound. Like, when I listen to, like, Burna Boy's voice, or, like, yeah, mainly Burna Boy's voice, it's very rich. It's like a deep, rich voice that, like, I normally don't hear in, like, hip hop rap, which is really cool to, like, just be exposed to. But I mean, I like it so far. I think the first time I was exposed to it was through a hip hop sample, through, like, Drake's Views album. As far as I know, I think that was the first time, but I know hip hop samples a whole lot of different genres of music. But I mean, it just relaxes me and puts me in a different mind state when I listen to, like, Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. But you guys got experience going out with Brian to any African function.
Yeah, you know too many stories about me.
I'm not going to share them right now. But Christina, how far?
Don't incriminate me.
How you doing? I think for me, one, it just wakes up my spirit. As soon as I play it, my mood is just hype. I'm excited. For me, it's a sense of home. I'm big on, like, my own sanctuary, my own space. And it's just like, Afrobeat just makes you feel like you're home. You're with your people, you're with your family, and you just get hyped. Like, if I'm by myself and I play it, all of a sudden, I feel like, you know, with my friends, I'm out, and just kind of like a sense of home, and it just like brings your spirit to life for me. So I think that's just like, that's, like Chisholm said, that's my go-to. Like, my friends go, oh yeah, put on a playlist, and I'll tell them, like, look, I don't listen to American music like that, so y'all finna be here with African music in this car. And for me, I'll go back, like, I listen to tribal music too, so I don't know if you guys know what Fuji is, but I listen to Fuji music, and that's like, like that, not the Fuji. Okay, look up, when you have time, just look up Fuji, like Nigerian Fuji, and it's a different beat. Like, the drums is like more, prevalent in the music.
Okay.
And it's more based on, like, the drums and the background music than it, and the sound is completely different. But yeah, it's an awakening for me. It just wakes me up, makes me feel good. And it makes me feel like I'm home, like I'm in Nigeria with my family.
But yeah, how about you, Akbar?
For me, it's a similar response as Christina say, where the main word that I'll respond with is spirit, the spirit of the music. I listen to different genres of African music, South African house, Fuji music, and a lot of the tribal music as well to Afrobeat. And one of the main thing is, of course, the first thing you want to make me dance. That's the first thing. But the second thing is it offers that familiarity with my culture down in the Caribbean with dancehall and soca music.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me feel close to, like, my heritage and everything like that. The main thing is the spirit of the music that you can't find in any other kind of music genres. Ability to make a human want to dance. And three is the familiarity with my culture in the way it takes me back to my roots. So that's how the music makes me feel. It makes me feel those three kind of things. So,
all right, so thank you for letting us know. So following up the question I wanted to ask, sorry, Amy, for cutting you.
No, go right ahead, please.
Because I noticed Christina and Afrobeat, they mentioned like different types of music genres from Africa. As you know, Afrobeat is just one type. So I wanted to know, like, if you all know any other type of music genres from Africa.
I don't know this music genre specifically, but I'm sure other people in this conversation know of the artist group Mafiki Zolo. I believe they're from South Africa. Yes. Mm-hmm. That music genre, they're not the only artists that I listen to. I like to listen to a lot of artists from South Africa that make that specific kind of music. I'm not sure what it is, but I know it has a lot of the click language in it that, like, that we know of or that we hear of. But that genre of music is the one that I'm most familiar with, but I don't know the name of the genre specifically.
I know just stuff in, like, Congo.
And Amy, there's different music genres for Congo. Let's see if it's going to embarrass.
Here's the thing, though. You feel me? Like, everybody just know Afrobeat. at least I know Afrobeat with a plus next to it. I know something else. But
okay, so have you ever heard Fede Kale?
Yeah, that's straight Congo.
That is music genre.
Yeah, I know. I say I only know stuff from Congo. I don't know anything outside of that. I do know I'm a piano. I do know
mm-hmm. How about Bongo Flavor from Tanzania?
Perpetu is about to be sad. So we're not cousins anymore. Because no, I do not. I don't know that.
Oh my god! There's Kwasa from Congo.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen. I just said anything from Congo. we don't need to speak on that because I know.
Yeah. There is Mbalax from Senegal.
Mm.
Obviously, Ndombolo from Congo because I know Annie's gonna go crazy. What else?
I grew up in a Nigerian church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
My parents too, like at home, it's always some Igbo traditional music going on in the back.
Hold on, bro. You said Igbo traditional?
Igbo.
I was about to say, bro, you gotta get off of this, bro. Blood of Jesus. Nah, that's that question actually should be for Kaz because I feel like she knows.
Wait, what was the question?
No, on the spot, bro.
Nah, bro, this is how much confidence I have in her. The question was if you know other genres of music in Africa aside from Afrobeat.
I don't think, like, in my personal playlist, there's much variety as far as genre. But, like, my dad listened to a lot of African, like, folk music. Mm-hmm. Like old stuff. I'm trying to think of like someone's name, Salif Keita. I may be saying that wrong, but like he makes like folk music. But like personally, I don't think so. I think like it's a mix of Afrobeat and like Caribbean music and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd love to learn if anybody like what you guys are talking about. Like I'd love to look into that.
But listen. Anything Congo, because you know, real quick, before it was Afrobeat, Congolese music ran Africa. I just want that to be on the record.
1990s, 1980s.
Yes, we get no respect. We get nothing but disrespect every day.
But the thing is though, Emmy, Congolese music is still big in Europe, especially Village Jam and all. It's just like happen to be in US.
Yeah, that is the sad part, that we happen to be at this side of the world.
Yeah.
But no, I just wanted to put that on record, so that way we know who actually started this. Because Congo crawled, so Afrobeat could walk.
Afrobeat has become the biggest like music now. And now people just take everything and they put it under Afrobeat. They say like, oh, listen to Afrobeat, but you listen to Congolese music, which is not Afrobeat. So, yeah.
So like with that, like, how do you guys think Afrobeat has changed like, the perception of Africa? So we can start with Che, because I know Che hasn't said too much.
To be honest, wait, when did Afrobeat start getting popular? Is it around like the main artists like Drake, artists like that, when they started to do features with them or? They just been popular because I'm not that hip to it too.
I would say that's probably when I first heard about it. And I'm not too familiar with Apple.
I remember that when Wizkid featured with Drake on One Dance, was it? I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one. That's why I even brought this up because.
Yeah. Okay. So we could say, I guess in the States, we could say that's when.
Yeah, in the States. In the States.
Yeah, in the States. Yeah. Within the States, though, the African communities.
Yeah. But from what it looked like, people opened up a bit more because I feel like when they heard the music, then they realized, yo, there's actually stuff. You know, there's actually stuff there. You know, there's soul in there. So I feel like they just opened up to it.
Yeah, I feel that. How about you, Perpetua? What do you think? How has Afrobeat changed the perception of Africa?
I think in terms of like the world, it's just brought a lot more. Like for people who aren't African, they can kind of see what Africa's about because Africa's always like portrayed in a negative light. And so I think Afrobeat becoming more popular and like it's having Africa being shown as the rich culture that it is.
Mm. That's a sound answer. That's a good answer. How about you, Chitters?
Basically what she said. I think people had...
Well, let's not piggyback.
I'm gonna say something else. But basically, what I was gonna say is, I feel like people didn't realize how westernized, if you want to use that word, westernized we were. People had this perception of like Africans having like totally different culture than what it really was in terms of like, you know, how we expect. Like, I feel like they didn't expect us to be, you know, so ahead in fashion, so ahead in creativity and things like that, especially because when I went to school with a bunch of people who not really, you know, it was white kids. It wasn't really into that stuff or even into experiencing it. So when I remember, like, I've always been playing Afrobeat. So when I listened to it and, you know, they hear it through my headphones and stuff, it was like, what are you listening to type shit? And then when I tell them what it is, it's like, you know, it's almost like they're giving me that's old shit. Like, that's not.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. For me, I could see like two perspectives on the Afrobeat and how it has changed like, perspectives of people they had on Africa. Positive ways, like before, as everyone has mentioned, like people used to have a negative thinking about Africa, African culture or anything. But because of Afrobeat and, you know, everything, it depends on how you're selling it. So, like, Afrobeat has a good way of selling our culture to make it look like it's good, which is true. But the negative perspective on Afrobeat is just that now most people think, like, Afrobeat is not only music genre of Africa. So when majority of people travel, because I kind of traveled to different parts of Africa, even, like, in Morocco or somewhere there, so... Some people come on that side and like expecting to hear Afrobeat in a nightclub or something like that. So it becomes like a negative, experience as a tourist. If you came like, I want to experience Afrobeat in the nightclubs or something when you're in a country where Afrobeat is not like the major music genre.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I felt a similar way when I went to Caribbean with Amy. they were playing like soca music, dancehall, Afrobeat. And that just blew my mind that like I was never exposed to that type of a culture before. But that was the most fun I've ever had, like over summer. I went to like a pool party while Amy went to like a club. And like today we still argue about like which one is better, but easily it's like the pool party. But, yeah, no, all they were playing was
Afrobeat. Don't tell them a half story. Don't tell him a half story.
Look. No, I'm telling him the truth.
Do not listen to this man. He made a mistake and went to a pool party.
No, yo, you should have went to the pool party, bro.
Look, this was his idea. He said, yo, I have 6 packs, so I need to go to a pool party. This is basically what he told me. He said, Amy, you don't have 6 packs, so you can't come. I'm like, bro, what?
That's an insult.
That sounds like I'm body shaming, so I apologize. Now that that's on air, yeah, I apologize, Amy. But no.
He's exaggerating that probably.
For me, God, this is verbatim. This is what he told me.
I'm a good guy.
Yo, I have 6 packs, so that's why I'm going to go to the pool party.
He was motivating me to.
I was trying to go to the gym. You know? And now you're boxing, so here we are.
You're welcome. A real friend.
Good. Yeah. But no, like, go, if you're listening to this and you're not familiar with Afrobeat, please go to a Caribana event, either in Miami or Toronto. And that's all I know about Caribana, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I second that. Not with that, though, you know, with perception of how Africa has shifted. And like everybody said, though, like, I think Christina's the one that said that, like, everybody wants to. I think Benita and Christina said everybody wants to travel to Africa now and wants to experience Africa. But also we're like, go in there, you know, like depending on the country you go to, you know, you shouldn't expect Afrobeat to be the top genre being played there. Don't go to South Africa thinking they're going to be playing Davido down there.
I mean, they'll play it, but it's not going to be the main one.
So how do you guys think, or let me say this. How has African music prior to Afrobeat, how has that influenced like the music outside of the continent itself? I'll start with Kaz because I think she has like
Nah, I feel like it was there, just like people didn't pay attention to it. Like, I feel like someone said it earlier, like, it's really in everything, like, has been, like, even from the music, like, the instrumental side of things. And then it just kind of, like, grew. So before, I feel like it was there, but, like, people just weren't willing to listen to it or weren't really paying attention to it or probably didn't even know, like, what it was called or that it was its own sound. So, like, for me and the accent and stuff like that with the UK music, like, that's where I heard it most before I started listening to it as its own genre.
Mm.
If you look historically, like, if we go into details, we know, like, a lot of music genre from, like, African Americans, they're all inspired by African music.
Mm-hmm. Or
these are our people who, like, came here. They already had our drums. They already had our rhythm. So they come here and they just twisted a few things. And sometimes they also develop things based on the African original, like, music. So there's a huge influence, I would say, like, without African music, a lot of this music genre that we listen to, like hip-hop, R&Bs, those wouldn't have existed without, like, the influence of African music. And if you look into, like, Caribbean music or any, like, Latin music, right? Is it Latin music?
Wow, you just,
something
you
like
just
that. Is that how you say it?
You just stole my thunder. That was going to be my point.
Yeah, so if you listen to a lot of, like, Cuban music, Mexican music, you will hear, like, the African wow. music.
You must be reading my notes. you just took everything I was going to say.
Exactly. So
wow, this is not African fun anymore.
Music is a big influence on a lot of music now.
Mm. No, yeah. No, you're right. Because speaking of, like, Cuban music, I know they have, like, Cuban rumba, right? And That was influenced by Congolese, like, piano rhythmic play. So they took mm-hmm. that, they made Cuban rumba. Then during, like, the imperialism time, when Congo was called Zaire, when that music traveled back, obviously they heard, you know, you could hear, you could tell. So they took that sound and took away that piano. And that's when they added that electric guitar. And now we have the Congolese rumba. It's basically the same thing. I mean, but that's what really happens, even with Afrobeat, you know. I think you say, like, dance hall and Afrobeat are kind of, like, intertwined, you know, because they kind of, like, take from each other. But Perpetua, what do you think?
I don't know if I know, because I don't listen to that much African music. Mm. So yeah,
okay,
I'm not.
So what do you listen to? I think we can solve.
I listen to I don't know, like, Beyonce. And like music,
okay.
I listen to, like, a
okay.
Or, like,
so Beyonce did what's that joint?
Brown skin girl.
Whoa, Chisholm, are you sure you're an artist, bro? That was you singing?
Nah, chill, bro. I can't.
The album was
that's
it,
what I'm talking for.
Facial Black is King.
Yeah, Black is King. Yeah.
So I guess that's how it's influenced the world, other countries.
I feel like Afrobeat's gonna, like, be the future of music, in my opinion. And I think it's gonna have a bigger influence in the future.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. I feel like people are, like, it's always been there, like y'all were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But, like, now, especially American artists and UK artists, they're more directly, you know, associated with Afrobeat. Like, Gold, I don't know if y'all listen to Goldlink. His last album from the whole thing was just based off of Afrobeat. So he had Jules. It was just straight, you know, Afro. It had an Afro to it. And Beyonce's thing, and Drake's been, you know, in there. So it's like, I feel like people are more directly approaching that sound.
So with that, like, Purpose to it, you said that you don't listen to, like, African music like that, right? So I think this question is perfect for you. For African music that don't have English words in it, would you listen to it?
Yeah, because I like listening to Spanish music. Well, I don't listen to Spanish music, but, like,
Wait, so what do you
like
listen to? I feel like we have not actually gotten to that.
I don't know what I listen to, but yeah, I feel like it's more about the beat than about the word. You know, it's about the vibe. So,
Now I only ask that because I was on Twitter, right, and there's this girl I follow. She does a lot of stuff about, like, Congo and stuff. So she was wondering, like, if Congolese music had English words in it, mm-hmm. would more people listen to it because it would be more comfortable to the ears, right? Because mm-hmm. English is like spoken almost everywhere now, you know? But I agree with you because I listen to Nigerian music. I listen to Ghanaian music. I vibe with a beat.
Yeah. For me, I feel like it's mostly because it depends on the population. Let's say I started listening to many like American music. I couldn't speak English like to begin with. I learned English later on. But I used to listen to like English music and I'll still just vibe with that, like, with the beat itself, right? Also, I feel like it's mostly because since like it was wide played on the radio back in my country, even if it didn't like had any word that I would understand, I would still listen to it. Some people still listen to like traditional like music. You can listen to the Fuji music, you say like traditional ones. You can listen to traditional Zulu music and you can still feel the beat. You can still like enjoy it. But is it being played on like radios or TV around you so that you get the exposure to it? Because when it comes to music, you can see how many, I would say like American, especially like female population are listening to a lot of like Asian music now, but we can still feel the beat. Yeah, we can feel like exactly. So, but since it's being played on social media and on radios and here, we still like, you know, enjoy it. So what I think the Congolese music or other African artists who don't sing in English needs is the platform to be played. And then the people mm-hmm. who get used to it, they will start like now researching more and enjoying it, even if they understand what they're saying on that.
And one thing that I'll add to Benita's point and Perpetua's point is that, like, you look at Pitbull, you know, like, he had huge hits that played on radio, and he would sing in Spanish sometimes. Even Cardi B, she played, she had I Like It, that had J Balvin and Bad Bunny on it, and they were speaking Spanish, and, like, that was still, like, a huge hit. If you were to go to Europe or to other parts of the world, I'm sure you would hear them blasting hip hop and rap music from like the United States. And I'm sure not everyone knows English, but sometimes they use music to learn English. And I'm a big believer, and I agree with Perpetua's point. Sorry if I butchered your name.
Yeah, a couple of times. I want to stop you. You seem like you was in the zone. I didn't want to stop.
Holy shit, my bad. Yo, you should have just like kicked me out of the call. Perpetua. Oh wow, fuck me. I'm sorry. Perpetua, my bad. But anyways, continuing with my point, like I agree with Perpetua's point that.
Alright, bro. Alright, just say you agree.
Okay. I'm making myself look like a fool, but sometimes the sound is more important than what's being said. Sometimes.
But then, aren't you missing the message though that the artist is trying to get out there?
I don't think everyone listens to the message. Like even like when Eminem was like popping, I don't think people knew everything that he was saying, and like he still had some hits that just they were on top of the charts and not everyone was paying attention to what he was saying. And I think even in other countries, when they're listening to music from another language, they might not know what's being said, but they just like the energy. And even me listening to, Burna Boy's African Giant album, there's songs where he's speaking in another language and I don't know what he's saying, but it just sounds good. It sounds different too.
So obviously English will help, but it doesn't guarantee the success of the African music.
I think also different music or different language music changes how, like, our vocabulary. Like, I know that I've added tings to, like, what I say, and that's because of Afrobeat. And so, yeah, it just, like, what is it, globalization, like, it connects all of us. Yeah, I think it's, like, all a plus if, like, we listen to more music where we don't know the language because it changes our own vocabulary.
How about you, Kaz? What do you think?
I don't think so because, like me, sometimes like, I'm very patient. Or not even patient, but, like, I love accents. Like, even the accent in it, even if they were saying, like, English words, the accent is just amazing to me. I think voice and accent and language, like, has everything to do with the song as well. Like, even listening to, like, drill music, for example. Like, I know it's like different, but like, I love when it has like a heavy New York accent or like Atlanta, and I have no idea what they're saying sometimes, but I just like love it. And you kind of like, as you listen to it more, you can use context right. clues and decipher it. And but like, no, I don't think it makes like a huge difference to if you can enjoy a song at all, like in any way, in my yeah. opinion.
Right, yeah, so and looking at an example of Congolese music, seriously, like, it's heavily influenced by French, right? And I wouldn't say, you know how a lot of Congolese music is, like, they like to do talking instead of, like, singing most of the time, and then they have, like,
hey, calm down. There's a lot of disrespect going on today.
I love Congolese music. That's what I grew up on. But I'm just saying, like, most of the meaning will be lost. Like, it's so hard to translate, you know? It's so hard to translate. When you translate, you lose the original context. So that one might be the negative side of us now trying to force English because English is the most spoken, you know? There's both positive and negative.
Not yet. I mean, I agree with y'all. I'm not going to disagree with y'all anymore. There's no winning. But real quick, Kaz, I know you said like accents is like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hear an accent that makes no sense, go to Maryland. They don't speak English.
I've heard it.
I don't know what they speak over there.
No, that makes sense to me.
But whatever they speak,
if you're trying to be a hater, you're really trying to be a hater.
No, I swear to God, and I think that's why Chisholm is messing up that A. In Lagos. He is from Maryland, so it makes no sense what they say over there.
And I can tell he's been sitting on that one.
He was dying to say it.
Sitting on that shit.
Bro, you should have never said nothing, bro.
It is what it is. I'm going to say Lagos from now on. Look, I was in ESL for like about 6-7 years, right? And they have never taught me to pronounce a word like that. So I don't care what nobody says. My ESL teacher told me you gotta enunciate your words. So that A is not an E. Right?
No, I'm just trying to help you out. I don't want you to go out and say that and go out and
bed. No, of course not. Of course not. I don't want to offend anybody. So I appreciate you checking, you know, putting me in check and helping me. You know what I mean? That means a lot. But no. I think we reached our limits. Because, you know, there's only so much I could take. I don't want no more abuse. But I definitely appreciate y'all pulling up. I do actually hope to see some of y'all again on here very soon. I know Chisholm's going to be busy, so I'm not going to hit you up anymore, bro. Jay didn't say too much, so yeah, you're not getting hit up either, bro.
Naya
and Brian, it's the perpetua, just one more time, just so you know. Also, by the way, I hope I am pronouncing it right. Also,
think of the word perpetuity. I don't know if you guys know that word, but first it's perpetual.
That's kind of a big perpetual word for me, but yeah.
Yeah, that was a little big word for me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's an SAT word. I heard it on
SAT. Yeah, SAT word, that is. Seven years of ESL. I don't do too well with big words. Not to be that much. But yeah, hopefully if you did enjoy this though, hit me up, let me know if you want to come back for another episode. How much do you know about like imperialism? Or, like neocolonialism?
I think I know about that. I could talk about that.
Yeah?
Cool. Like colonization and all that.
Yeah, I figured that was probably more your style instead of music, because we still didn't figure out what kind of music you listen to. We spent an hour here and we have not cracked that one.
So, yeah, we gotta get hired to
Africa. Like, I don't know.
That is Emmy's next job.
Okay.
Make sure she knows everything, not just Afrobeats.
Yeah. I'm a try, but
and you know you. Know, Swahili, that's for sure what.
Oh, you want to learn Swahili?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, yeah, definitely.
Out here, East Africans, by the way, shout out to all East Africans.
Where are you from?
Rwanda.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So we're all cousins.
Yeah, let's speak Swahili.
Yeah, but I did a whole podcast of Swahili speaking on.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, see, nobody's going to listen to that. Music, yes, but people just sitting here speaking Swahili, I guarantee you we're not going to get no type of play. But
We will. Trust us.
But not yet. I definitely do appreciate y'all pulling up, though. Perpetua, I'll definitely hit you up so you can come back for that next episode. We are going to talk about neocolonialism and imperialism.
Nice.
But yeah, now I gotta get up out of here. I got some bills to pay. I got some people to take care of. And like always, though, tune in for the next episode where we're gonna talk about neocolonialism and imperialism. Keep sharing for anybody that's listened to us on Apple. Review us. Give us comments. Give us 5 stars. Anything less than 5 stars, don't even press that button. I don't want it. Give us suggestions of what you want to hear. Again, the IG is official_nextstopAfrica. Again, thank y'all. Benita, Perpetua, Brian, Akbar, Chiz, I guess, Kazmira, and Che. I said that right?
Yeah.
Nah, see? Look. Now, one more time.
Kazmira. It's just me that says it like Kazmira because Kazmira? Of my Scottish accent.
But that's not what I said?
Yeah, so you did good. Like I was saying. But like, I feel like some people say like Kazmira, like what the rounded R. I don't know, it's getting too deep though. But you did good.
Not for real though. Hopefully you guys do come back. Let me know if you're interested in coming back. I'd love to have you guys back on here. You guys were my favorite group of people to talk to. You guys were fun, challenging, and try to behead my head. Pause. Wow. Yeah. I think it's definitely time for me to go.
Hey, yo.
Artie said pause. You can't say hey, yo, if I say pause. Artie said pause.
Come on.
Ain't nobody was even thinking that shit.
That's a fact.
But before we get up out of here, we're going to do our song of the day. Song of the day goes out to Fireboy DML featuring One Day Cold. Song is called Spell. And as always, until next time, peace.